You know, it felt like edutainment. Like, I was just... It was cute, but it didn't really hold my attention at all.
I agree that it did feel like edutainment, and that's the main reason I dropped it after 3-up rule.
Yeah. Although, I did catch the Cancer Cell episode, which was pretty good.
But there wasn't really lasting appeal to it either. Like, there's the meme factor of the platelet loli characters, and then it basically fell apart after.
It also kind of felt like the show was designed from the ground up to be easy to sell merch for, like, even more than other shows, like the kill hats and, like, the fucking platelet One Piece dress cosplays and all that shit.
Yeah, I certainly got that vibe as well.
Yeah. I mean, obviously all anime is made to sell merchandise, but I think that other shows are better at being less obvious about it. And obviously that was part of the manga as well, but I feel like that was the reason they chose to adapt it and make it the way they did.
For sure. Speaking of manga, are you following any ongoing manga at the moment?
Yes, a whole fucking bunch. Everybody, please, for the love of God, read Kengan Asura. Read Kengan Asura. It is so fucking good. The Scanlations just ended, like, a few months ago, but it is fucking amazing. It's a really, really good fighting manga, but all the characters are really compelling. The fights are super dramatic. The art is amazing. If you haven't read it, it's worth reading. Other stuff. Gal Gohan, if you like cute gals. It's pretty great. What else? Some other... I read some Gyaru manga. Here, you want? Let me... Usually, I read scanlated stuff on my tablet, which is always a lot of fun. But I'm gonna go look at my phone app just to see what I've been reading. Okay, you know what? I can feel the spirit of my friend screaming through my brain. Read AKB-49. AKB-49 is a really cool premise. The idea is that it's based on the actual AKB-48. I guess they, like, somehow talked to AKB-48 to, like, get the rights to have them in there. And what happens is this guy has a crush on this girl in his class, and she's auditioning to be part of the Kenkyusei, which is, like, the rookie AKB-48 unit. And so what he does, because he's, like, he's a little androgynous anyway, and so he's like, oh, I'll cross-dress, and I'll go to the audition, and I'll look like such shit that she'll look amazing in comparison, and she'll get in. Or at least it'll improve her chances. The problem, though, is that when he goes in there, he's got this, like, very bold attitude about everything, and the producers wind up liking him, and he gets in. So now this cross-dressing boy is in AKB-48, and he's hiding it, but he's just dealing with it. So it's, like, absolutely fucking wild, and he's just, like, trying his best to be an idol while also helping his friend be an idol, all secretly, and it's wild, and AKB-48 is an absolutely fucking insane organization. It's worth reading. It's good. Read AKB-49.
Sure, I'll give it a shot. I mean, it's not necessarily what floats my boat, so I didn't go to it on my own, but with the recommendation, I'll certainly give it. I feel the crowd at Maguka are starting to raise their pitchforks for me dragging on here, so.
No, don't worry about it. I'm always happy to recommend some manga. It's a good topic. There's been a lot of segueing around. Oh, also, Sono Bisque Doll. Sono Bisque Doll is a really cute manga about this guy who likes to make, like, Hina dolls, like traditional Japanese dolls. And this girl in his class, like, realizes that he makes them, and she's like, oh, can you make me some cosplay clothing? Because it's the same thing, but on a larger scale, right? So she somehow ropes him into making her a cosplay outfit, and it's really cute, and it's a very cute Gyaru/boy relationship.